When you think of wrestling and names like The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Ric Flair come to mind. But would you think about Rockhampton? Well, think again. A wrestling competition is taking off and a local primary school teacher has shocked his students and jumped into a wrestling ring to live out a lifelong dream, really putting The Rock into Rockhampton. Once a week, grade 5 teacher Ken Leslie, an eager wrestling fan for more than 30 years, takes on the character of Ref Kenny. Mr. Leslie joined the first regional professional wrestling team in Central Queensland 3 months ago and jumped into the ring for his first bout at the weekend. He's speaking here to Rachel McGee.
Justin is laying a sacrifice fly tonight for three of his friends.
It's Tina! He's done it again! For the win! Oh, come on now!
I'm the guy in there, you know, keeping law and order in the ring.
How long have you been doing this and, you know, being Ref Kenny?
Well, I've been a wrestling fan for like 30 years, but I've been doing this for about maybe 3 months.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I was late to join the group, but jumping in as a ref.
Yeah. Why a ref? What do you like about that?
I think it's an underappreciated part of professional wrestling. It's the third man or third woman in the ring. They help to sell the show. They help tell the stories. So they're an integral part of getting the story across to the crowd.
What's your character like?
I'm a bit of a no-nonsense ref. I try not to take any garbage from the wrestlers. I push back when I need to. Yeah, so, you know, pushing the respect the ref line.
What kind of antics do you see doing this?
Look, I think you can see all sorts of things happening inside, outside the ring, you know, up in the air, on the ground, everywhere. You sort of have to just take it as it comes.
Have you ever found yourself, you know, in a sticky situation or caught in the middle, injured at all?
Oh, not so far. Hopefully that doesn't happen tonight. And I'm sure it'll happen sometime in the future, but we'll deal with it when we get it.
What do you do as, you know, when you're not Ref Kenny?
I'm a primary school teacher. Yeah, so I teach grade 5 at Bursiga Street State School in Rocky. Yeah.
Do your students know you do this in your spare time?
I talk about it all the time. I'm borderline, it's not even borderline, I'm obsessed with professional wrestling, so they hear it all the time. Yeah.
How did you get into it? I mean, coming into it only 3 months ago, people talk about it as their passion as a kid.
Yeah.
You're a full grown man.
Yeah, well, actually I had a chance meeting with some of the wrestlers at the cinema. I went to watch a wrestling themed movie and I was wearing a wrestling t-shirt, as I often do, and they hit me up and said, "Oh, great shirt," and they said, "We're putting on a show." And my response was, "When you say we're putting on a show, do you mean you?" And they were, "Yeah, we're wrestlers." And I just went down and started training and got on board.
Yeah, yeah. So before that, there obviously hadn't been any opportunity in Central Queensland to get involved in wrestling?
No, it was just something that's not even on the map. Yeah, so we're pretty lucky that now we've worked it up and it's something to, you know, something to be done.
How often do you train or, you know, get into character?
So we do it once a week, maybe twice a week if we're doing some other skills as well. But I think we're always working on character and moves and things. It's always in the back of our mind. Yeah.
As a school teacher, is there anything that, you know, translate from the wrestling stage into the classroom?
Look, I talk for a living, and my job is to help kids learn and to, you know, transmit information, and I think that sort of helps communication-wise in the ring.
Do you ever find the crowd is kind of egging you on to make one sort of decision? Or?
Well, the crowd always has their favourite, and they'll let you know if you're not doing what they like.
Things just got worse. A lot worse.